Blog Talk Radio.
As the intro song says, we want to move forward, leaving the negativity way behind, not just negative people, but negative thoughts, negative, all types of negativity. We just want to leave it behind. So welcome, welcome, welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. This is your host, Lalisa J. Williams. Now, you know, it's taken me a little while to make the transition because we actually changed the name of the show to the Lalisa Williams Show. Why? Because, well, we don't just do coaching here. We do other things as well. So we just wanted to be able to include each and everything that we do, from the coaching to the training to helping people who are authors, those who want to be paid professional motivational speakers, or you may be some other type of speaker. You know, when I thought about my life and I said, okay, how did I end up a paid speaker? How did I end up an author? How did I end up a coach? Well, it's simple. Education. You know, I say oftentimes I understand that college is absolutely not for everyone. However, education is. So just because a person does not go to college for some reason or another, a person does not feel the need to go to college for whatever reason, a person doesn't want to go to college, that's their choice. But if a person does decide that you want to move forward in life, you're going to have a hard time doing that without knowledge and education. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm promoting, especially over the summer. You know, a lot of times, especially students, summertime is a time to be laid back and relaxed. And that is true. And that is great. And that is wonderful. But at the same time, in this life, you want to be ahead of the game. You know, I did a workshop a while back called Get On Your A-Game. I did that for one of the high schools before the adults. I called it from shame to your A game. And basically, I just talked about how no matter what you've gone through in life, the most major setback that you could possibly think that you have been through that could have caused you some type of guilt or ill feeling and even possibly shame. And it would be a shame to not take your brain and use it, put it to the fullest potential, stretch it as far as you could stretch it, challenge it further than you ever thought it could go. You know, a lot of people might be like myself and think that college is for smart people or that school is for smart people. So when I was in school, I thought I was dumb because that's what I heard. You know, you dummy, you dummy. So if you hear that enough times at an early age, you begin to think you're dumb. And so you just think that, well, school must be for smart people, so why am I here? Why do I need to be here? And you kind of drop out, though you're still attending classes, but you find another reason to go to school. You're not going to school for education. You're not going to school to learn. You're going, like for me, I went to hook up with friends that I could possibly get high with, or I could skip school with, go have some quote-unquote fun. And what a shame, to get all the way to my 30s. It took me until I was 30. And the moment I turned 30, it was crystal clear. The moment, it was like, well, probably about a year after I turned 30, it was crystal clear how important education was for me. You see, I was born in 1956. So I went back to school in 1990. So actually, I was closer to 34 when I went back to school. And it became crystal clear to me how, I was actually 33 years old, sitting down at Essex County College, had just turned 33, sitting at Essex County College doing fractions, junior college, working on an associate degree. And I have to keep it quite real with you. I did not even know about all the different types of degrees. I didn't know what an associate degree was, what a bachelor's degree was, what a master's degree was, and then a PhD. A PhD was not even in my vocabulary. You know, so here I am today, fast forward to 2012. 22 years later, from the day that I marched into Essex County College. I mean, I was scared out of my wits. I went alone. Nobody went with me. I didn't need someone to go with me. I went by myself. Now, people might say, well, how did you do it? Weren't you scared? Why did you go by yourself? Well, I went by myself because I had done so many other things in my life that were way worse than going to a college and signing up. I mean, having gone to jail, having dropped out of school, having been in the military, worked on rocket motors as a jet mechanic. So I had already done a lot of scary things, walking the streets at night, skipping school, running away from home. So I had done enough scary things. And so going to school, that was scary, yeah, but it was nothing compared to the other things, being homeless, sleeping on the streets, having been raped. I mean, you name it, I've done it. So going to school for me was like, you know, pretty easy, right? So here I go. I go by myself, and they, you know, make you take this big, long test, this assessment test to see what classes to place you in to help you with the classes that you did not fully get while you were in high school. Now, see, for me, that right there was like the best-kept secret about college. Because who knew that colleges had all of these remedial courses? Now, I understand that they don't want it to be like that. They would rather have you come out of high school well-prepared for college-level classes. But the reality is, if that was the case, probably 70% of people would never go to college. If they didn't have remedial courses in math and English and reading, probably almost nobody would be able to, in this country anyway, in America, would be able to go in and begin to work at the college of what they consider the college level. And so, but who knew? They had all these remedial, I mean, like three levels. I mean, hello, I took three levels of remedial math. I started at the bottom. As a matter of fact, I teach at the same college where I started in January 1990. And it's so funny because I tell my students, And sometimes I do it to make them feel better, to motivate them type of thing. But when I was there, they have three levels of math. The one level that I started at was so low, they took it out of the school. They don't even offer it there anymore. I guess they figured, you know what, if you don't know this level, you really don't need to be here, and it's going to be harder to pull you up. But I was able to do it. I had a great professor. So I wanted to talk today about college, getting a college education, and why this is the best time to get a college education. I know college is not for everyone. I understand. I know. And for people who say that, you know, I don't know. Hey, listen, I have nothing against you. If that's you, if that's your conversation, I have nothing against you. I might love you. You may be my family member. You might be my sister. You could be my mother for that, for all that matters, really. But I would not change my opinion to believe that. And I've been in college. I've seen students fail one after another. And, you know, I mean, up there's a small, small percentage of me that believes that, you know what, college isn't for everybody. But there's a greater percentage of my mind that says, yes, it is. It's for everybody. If I feel like this, if you could believe that the Bible is for everybody, I mean, even God said it's not his will that any man should perish. So I'm like that. It's my will. It's not my will that anybody should not go to college, okay? I just think that everybody should go. At least give it a try. And probably it's like my husband. He hates when I turn down a food and I haven't even tried it. He thinks that's just utterly ridiculous. Why would you say you don't like something and you haven't even tasted it? And that's how I am. Now, if you tell me that you tried college and you failed and you just couldn't get with it and you didn't understand the professors and you don't know how to read and you can't follow instructions, you don't know how to stick with something day after day and week after week and semester after semester, and you can't wait for two or three or four whole years before you get that final piece of paper, you know what? If you really tried all that and you just can't do it, I'm like, more power to you. I say walk away. But unless you've given it the old college try to finish one semester. Now, if it's money that stopped you from going all these years, well, that problem has been solved because I just heard that our current president, Barack Obama, has increased the Pell Grant amount, which I think should. I think in this country, more people would go to college if they made it more accessible. College education is very, very, very expensive. And so I do know that that's a deterrent to a lot of people who really don't have the funds to go. But now that they're making it more affordable, or you could do like I did, I started out at the junior college, which is a lot less expensive to go to a junior college versus a four-year institution. And then if your child would be willing to sacrifice and live at home, I know they want to move out. They want to experience living on their own. Trust me. You know what? Daughter, a son, if this was my child, I'd be like, you're going to have enough time to experience all of that for the rest of your life. Living at home for 4 years while you're working on a degree, because you're, first of all, if you really work the degree like you should work it, you're not living at home. You're living in the library, honey. Son, you're living in the library. You're not living, if you're home that much while you're working on a degree, there's a problem, unless you're home doing your homework. But if you really are in college, you will be at so many different lecturers. You will be at different activities. If you really go to college, okay? If you really go to college, it's not just about going to class. That is so wrong that we have our young people thinking that is similar to high school where you just go to class. And even high school really shouldn't just be about going to class. I suspect that's why so many students aren't doing as well as they're as they could be, and they're not really experiencing all that they could get out of it. So I'm here to help. You know, I'm going to be, you know, as people say, well, Lisa, aren't you doing enough? You know, if I get another person that questions what I'm doing and am I doing enough and am I doing, No, it's all good. I don't mind. I understand. If I probably saw somebody as busy as me, I probably would say the same thing. Like, aren't you busy enough already? Like, aren't you doing enough? You know, my sister used to tell me that I was doing so much that, you know what she would tell me? She would say, girl, I got to sleep for the both of us. I got to get rest for the both of you. And I would say, oh, no problem, sis. I wish you could go to sleep for me. I really do. But this is what I love about education. What I love most about education is that I started, when it comes to education, I flat out started with absolutely nothing. Nothing but my GED, okay? And you know what? Not for nothing. I thank God that it started out the way it did. I thank God that he allowed me to work my way up from this GED status. But I wanted to talk today about why I believe that now is the best time for you to get a college degree. Number one, the economy is so bad. There are almost no jobs available for the amount of people that need to get jobs. Sure, there's 13 million jobs, but you have 38 million plus just in this country that need those jobs. So in comparison, there's no jobs. Not only that, for the jobs that are available, there are not enough qualified candidates to get the jobs. And or they're not qualified in the right area. They may be qualified. They may be well qualified. I know people unemployed that have degrees of all levels, but they don't have a degree in the field that for which is available. A systems analyst and business administrators and all these high-level positions, but they don't have the skills. They may not have the degree or credentials for that. So what I'm saying is that because the economy is so bad and because when the economy does shift and go into a different direction where it begins to climb again, you're still going to need to have some levels of credentials, some type of certifications. You want to be in a particular field that is up and coming and growing, right? And then there's this whole bit about having a degree. Having a degree, let's just say you get a master's degree. You've already placed yourself in whatever field you get it in, whether it's architect, music, business, English, social work, social science, accounting, engineering, architect, whatever you decide to get your degree in, once you get that degree, you can either go work in that field or you can teach in that field. So you, listen, teachers, professors, they're always leaving the earth for whatever reason. They die, they move around, they retire, whatever. They decide to, you know, go into maybe something different. Rarely, but they do sometimes. Most teachers, professors love what they do for the most part because it's a good job. It's a good life and a good job. They get paid a decent amount of money, and they don't really have to work that hard. I know it's hard work, but it's not like digging a ditch. It's hard work, but it's not like brain surgery where one slip of the wrist and you could end someone's life. So it's not that level of pressure. And it's all motivating. You know, your students are happy that you're helping them. They always come back to thank you. It's really a dynamic career. Don't let anybody fool you, okay? It's a wonderful job. It's a wonderful career when you really love what you do. And most teachers and professors and what have you, they love what they do because there are people who most people love helping others. Okay, and being a teacher, professor, and all of that, you really get to help other people, like, at the highest level outside of, again, of being in the medical field or being, you know, in some type of religion where you're helping people change their lives, get their lives, you know, saved and what have you. But teachers, other than that, so they love their job, so, but they do retire quite a bit, and there's so many of them. And when you're in education, you get to come up with all kinds of new things, innovations, and it's a wonderful field. You could be an instructor, a professor. You might be a teacher. You could be a lecturer. You could be a person that's coming up with new tools and new curriculums and new ways of teaching and new ways of reaching students and new ways of developing people. I mean, it is absolutely endless. what you could do. So you get, so why this is the best time to get your degree? Because number one, the economy is so bad. That's number one. And here, it's not like you have to put, like a lot of people didn't want it. They said, well, you know, I'll forego college so I can go and work. Well, now that you're not working, you don't have to do that. You don't have to forego college. Now you can go to college, get that degree. The other reason why this is a good time, because the economy is so negative and so down, and when you're in school, you automatically begin to gain confidence. You feel good about yourself. You feel like you're learning something. And then that serotonin stuff is released throughout your brain, that feeling of well-being. You feel good. You're learning. You're growing. Now, you may be a little skeptical about what am I going to do with this degree when I'm done, but that's where people like myself, we come in. Don't worry about that. We're career specialists. We're career developers. We will help you position yourself once you get the degree. So make sure that you really, really begin to look into this. Don't believe the hype that it's not worth it. It is worth it. Trust me. I have been working on a PhD since I started initially in 2004. That's, what, 8 years ago. 8 years. I can't believe it. I just can't. I can't believe it's been 8 years that I've been working on this PhD. I thought it was like my other three degrees, you know, bit, bam, you know, kind of thank you, ma'am, so to speak. But no, it is totally different. However, I just found out today that there are some colleges that will even hire me to teach, be a professor, work on the academic level, work in administration. They will hire me even with my ABD, or which stands for all but dissertation, and or they will even hire me if I'm working toward my PhD. And so, again, go to college, get those degrees, because, again, not only is it a good time because if you're unemployed, you're underemployed, you don't know if your job is going to phase out or not, don't wait until it happens. Read the handwriting on the wall. Go get the book, Who Moved My Cheese, and read it and reread it. Find out that if everybody else is cutting back, your company may end up cutting back too. Why? Because of the trickle-down effect and the spiral effect and all of that. So why not go get that degree now? Why not upgrade your credentials now? Why not add to your credibility now? This is the absolute best time. There are more monies out there now. They're making it easier for people to get loans, to get the money to go back to school. And then again, whatever you get that degree in, it's a new field, something fresh, something hot, or something that you just love doing. And anytime you really love doing something, guess what's going to happen? You're going to put your heart and soul in it. And guess what? It automatically has to become a success. That's why we say, do what you love and the money will come. Why? Because when you love what you do, you put your heart and your soul into it. And when you put your heart and soul into something, you just get better and better. And before you know it, you become an expert. And once you become an expert, people pay big money for experts. No, they don't always pay for people who are perfect, but they will pay for expert advice, expert help. It's almost like magic. So please, go back to college, get your college education. It is worth it. You will feel good about yourself. If you stopped at your bachelor's degree, go back and get your master's. If you stopped at your master's, go back and get that PhD. Now, here's the thing. We have colleges and institutions all over the world. We have online colleges. You name it, we've got it. Once you get that degree in your particular field, you may find that you want to also teach or be a lecturer. We make decent money, you know. Some colleges pay a lot more. Some pay a lot less. There was a few semesters, but I'll just tell you about one, where I was teaching six classes. I was teaching three classes at Union County College, two classes at Essex County College, and one at Yeshiva. Six classes in one semester, three different campuses. And I was making as much as probably a full-time professor, because they teach about 15 credit hours, you see. And I was having fun. I was doing what I loved, but I couldn't have done those jobs if I didn't have the degree. So I'm telling you, it is worth it. And you know what? when I think about getting a degree, I think about my mom, which she used to tell us all the time, it is better to have and not need than to need and not have. And again, for those who say, I don't want to go back to school, I'm just tired, I don't want to study, I don't want to do homework, I don't want to turn in assignments. Okay, well, guess what? If your job ends up laying you off, what do you think job hunting is like? Hello? Is there anybody listening? What do you think job hunting is? Job hunting is basically doing homework, turning in assignments, following up. It's the exact same thing. So I just wanted to bring that to your attention today. That's my topic for today. I want people to understand that it is important to get the degree that you want. It is important to understand. It is important to understand why it is so important to get your college education. I'm talking about cha-ching. There's money involved. And here's the thing. If you get your college degree in a particular field, not only can you get a job in that field, if that's what you choose, you can also teach in that field. And or you can write a book in that field. Oh, my God. It is so, I'm telling you. I don't understand, you know, how we let people talk us into certain things or talk us out of certain things. And I understand there were previous generations that was on the mindset that if you were black, if you were poor and what have you, and if you didn't come from a particularly well-educated family, that there was no need for you to go to college, so to speak, that kind of thing, that you don't need that, just go get a job, just go work in a factory. Well, hello, the factories have left, people. Get over it. Let's get a college degree now. Let that become the new factory. Let that become the thing that we do so that other countries can depend on us. Like right now, if I wanted to, I could go and teach in China, India, and so many other places. If I wasn't married and had a husband that wanted to just stay here, literally in New Jersey, I could be gone. Hello, employed, good money, good living, and out of the United States. There's a young girl at my church. She just spoke on Sunday. This girl already has her master's degree. She's just coming back from, I forget the name of the country where she was. I can't think of the name right now. But somewhere over there used to be part of the Soviet Union. Not only is she getting paid, but she's getting her loans paid for. Hello? So all of this myth about, oh, college is so expensive, and, oh, I can't go, we're too poor, da-da-da. Oh, LaLisa, you're just talking. You don't know what you're talking about. Believe me, you, I know what I'm talking about. Now, she's getting her tuition paid for. She has no children. She's not married. She's young. She can go and afford to do that, and so can you. And even if you, I wouldn't care if you're 90. If you're 90 and you have no children and you have no spouses trying to hold you back, go. Go, leave, study, learn, go abroad. It's the same. They have no age. Some of those scholarships may have age requirements, but not all of them. Do it. When I was in college, if I had not been married and settled, you know, down with a husband, I could, even at my age, I was 30-something, I could have went anywhere in the world and got my college, most of it paid for. And go and study the thing, you know, find something that, you know, like for me, I chose business. Your business would always be around. You know, in retrospect, I would have gone for education, okay? But, you know, it's not too late. I can go back for that if I so choose. Right? So make sure, people, make sure that you check this out. Don't just take my word for it. Go online, look it up. You can inbox me on Facebook. I'm going to do a few more shows about this because I'm really passionate about people getting higher education. I'm all for it. Get it while it's hot. Get it while it's free. Get it while it's here because, you know, especially African Americans, you know they'll shut a door on us in a minute. Go while the door is open. Don't sleep on this one. Don't sleep on it. This is the best time to get your hire. Go to your college, find out, and if they and before you sign anything, ask me. I want to help you. I want you to be able to do it the right way so that you can make the best. Well, that's all we have time for today. We're off the air in 2 seconds. We'll see you back. Yeah.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show could be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.